Welcome back to Vikings Connected. This is Aaron Newberg. My name is Chris Hockey, and we are about to run an interview with one of your favorite people, even though you're a little upset at him.
Well, yeah, Big Cat from Barstool Sports, yeah. Dan Katz. He's been a friend of ours for quite some time.
We were first.
Yes, we were. Now, he chose to do his interview with Wabi, which makes me a little concerned.
Yeah. Well, thanks to our friends at Verizon, Wabi asked the hard questions. Maybe he'll ask Big Cat that right now.
Okay, we have a special guest, and it's super fun to have him. It's Barstool Big Cat. It's Dan Katz. He runs Barstool Sports Chicago. He's got a super cool podcast with PFT commenter called Pardon My Take. He joins us now. We're going to talk about funny things, football, the Bears, the Vikings, and maybe have a little bit of laughs here and there. Speaking of laughs, the Eagles-Bears game, your thoughts?
Yeah, so I noticed that you said funny things and then the Bears right after that. So that made sense. Let's just get that out of the way. The Bears, breaking news, they stink. They are a really bad football team. And also, I'm starting to get the sneaking suspicion they're a poorly run organization. I believe in Ryan Pace. Everyone else in that building, I don't think I really trust anymore.
Bright side, you were in Philly for the game. Not fun to watch the outcome, but I saw you got some cool interviews done for your show.
Yes, so Philly, I actually like Philly. Philly's one of those cities that gets a bad rap, but once you've been a couple times, it kind of grows on you. But yeah, we had Chris Long, Bo Allen, who I think is actually an Eden Prairie native, and we had Jason Kelsey.
Also, Green Bay lost, and wasn't that glorious? When Green Bay loses, America wins. So
yeah, I agree. It's got to feel a little scary, though, knowing like the Vikings this entire season is basically because Aaron Rodgers is injured. And I've lived through it. You guys have lived through it. When Aaron Rodgers gets injured, you look at the whole, like, the entire landscape of the NFC changes. So I'm not saying I hope he stays injured, but it is nice being like, we don't have to worry about the Packers throwing Hail Marys on everyone's face every other week.
Well, yeah, it is. But, I mean, we're 9-2, Dan. I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know that the entire NFC North picture look a lot different if Aaron Rodgers was healthy.
Yeah, and so we were going to win that game anyway. You're coming to the Vikings-Bears game.
Yeah, I'll be there week 17. I'm taking two trips to Minnesota in the winter, which I don't know why I'm doing that. I'll be there for the Super Bowl as well. I still can't believe that the Super Bowl is going to be in Minnesota. Are you guys like fully prepared for that? That everyone's just going to come and complain about the cold the entire time? Now, I like Minnesota. I'm used to the cold. I have friends in Minnesota. But it is going to be, you guys are going to get angry journalists left and right saying, why do we have a Super Bowl in Minnesota in February?
Well, this is the problem, is this is not a 50-50 proposition. They might like it, they might not like it. Like, we're starting the game out losing 14-0 because they're going to get off the plane onto the jetway and be cold.
And I don't know if you've been to Super Bowl week, but it's like basically all the journalists love it because they can, you know, wear their khaki cargo shorts and ill-fitting button-down shirts and go eat at steakhouses for 5 days in a row.
All right, quickly on the Vikings. I'm guessing you're going to do some interviews when you're here for the game. Adam Thielen, what do you think of his season?
You're feeling this, right?
I mean,
he's unbelievable. I'll tell you what, like everyone talks about, like they kind of do the whole... he's a white wide receiver, so he's Wes Welker, Julian Edelman.
For sure.
His hands are so strong, and he's able to get away from everyone. I mean, it feels like when you watch the red zone on Sunday, they're just like, all right, we're going to Minnesota, and Adam Thielen just broke another 50-yard touchdown.
Case Keenum.
I don't really know what to – I actually think I tweeted this on Thanksgiving. Case Keenum being like a competent quarterback has me so confused.
Right.
It's just up is down and down is up.
Zimmer, football guy?
Oh, ultimate football guy.
Yeah.
Like one of the biggest football guys there is. Him almost losing his eye last year. The lights went off in my room.
That's all right.
Him losing his eye last year was fantastic. I mean, not fantastic, but fantastic in the fact that he was so committed to football that he's like, you know what? I don't even need an eye. I can just coach without an eye. He's got the shop glasses now. He's got the intensity, that defense. Mike Zimmer is a full-on football guy.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate your time. You're a busy dude. You're doing lots of fun stuff, and you take some time out to chat with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you guys soon.
Yep. All right. See you.